Thank you so much for joining us at Remnant Church Podcast. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message. If you would like to know more or support this ministry, please go to remnantchurch.church. And now, the message from Pastor Caleb.
Jesus' name. And everybody say it. Come on, before you're seated, can you give God a shout of praise? You can sit down this morning. Good morning to you. Glad you're here today. Thanks for being here on spring break. I know it's spring break in all our surrounding counties, so I'm glad that you're here today. I want to give you a reason to shout this morning. You don't need a reason, but I'm going to give you a reason. Five people gave their lives to Jesus in the first service this morning. Again, I'm asking you now, you keep the moving to a minimum, please, as we move into this part of the service. And we had a great, great move of the Spirit today in the first service. And the worship today was just amazing. It was great. And you heard Bailey today. You heard her singing today. And Bailey is joining our team, serving alongside Josh, leading our worship. And so she's joining staff with us here, and we're glad to have her. Can we let her know we're glad to have her? Amen. We are. And she's from Waycross, was in Jacksonville, has moved back home, and the Lord opened the door for her to be here, and she's joining our team, and we are so proud, so proud. She's anointed, and you know, and I've been working with her. It's only been a week, and I've been working with her on her vocals, and isn't she doing good? Amen? Yeah, right. Thank you. We're glad you're here today. If you're a first-time guest with us, we're so glad you're here. Today also, we're in the house. We had the first service today. We had Pastor George from Honduras, and you didn't get to meet him today. He could only be in the first service today, but he wanted to stop by, and I met him this week. Earlier in the week, we had some connections, and that we knew some people he knew, and he knew some people we knew, and anyway, he said, I want to be in service with you guys today. And so he was able to be with us today. And they do a great work in Honduras. And then this morning, as I was out there just shaking people's hands and waving at people, Pastor Josh Peavy from Pooler, Georgia, came, jumped out of his truck. And I said, man, he's lost. And Pastor Josh Peavy, some of y'all know his dad and his whole family, the Peavys, Barry Peavy and Britt Peavy and what's the other? Travis Peavy, who's at Alma Church of God. But anyway, Josh pastors a very vibrant church in Pooler, Georgia, and God's really working in the ministry there. And he said that he just was able to get away today, and he wanted to be at Remnant Church. And I said, well, that's a good place to be. Amen. Can we welcome him today? Thank you, Bailey. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Today, I want to talk to you just a moment, taking from the words of Jesus, looking at the words of Jesus, and a parable that he gives and found in Luke chapter 10. There was a lawyer, an expert in the law, who was trying to trip Jesus up. The Bible says in verse 25, and we'll get to verse 30 in just a second, Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Let me read this to you. It said, then an expert in the law stood up to test him, saying, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he asked. How do you read it? That's what Jesus said. And the lawyer said, love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus said, yeah, that's right. You answered correctly. And if you do this, you will live. But then the lawyer, the expert in the law, said, okay, but who is my neighbor? See, it's easy to love people that will love you back. Amen? It's easy to serve people who will serve you. And this question was asked because they weren't okay with loving everybody. I mean, they wanted to love the people that were like them, but to love people that weren't like them, didn't believe like them, that was the question. He said, who is my neighbor? And then verse 30, this is where we'll read together. Jesus took up the question and he said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell into the hands of robbers and they stripped him, beat him up, fled, leaving him half dead. And a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Now, for the next few moments, I want to preach you a message entitled, Get Off Your Donkey. All right? Look at your neighbor right now, the one that's not looking at you right now. They're looking down. And just look at them real good and say, get off. Tell them, you scared of her? Okay, get off. Tell them, your donkey. Yeah, tell them, get off your donkey. So here we have a man who, what's it say? Let's read it. He was stripped down. He was beaten up, and he was left alone to die. Let me tell you something. That sounds a lot like the agenda of Satan. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And he is still here today to steal, to kill, and destroy. He only has one plan. It's to steal, to kill, and destroy. He has one purpose. To steal, to kill, and destroy. The Bible says this man had been stolen from. This man had been beaten and left to die. And the Bible says a priest, Jesus said a priest came. And the priest come upon that scene. What's the Bible say? The Bible says that he hung a left. Come into oncoming donkey traffic, right? To pass by this man. He passed by this man. I'm sure he thought, this was the priest, by the way. I got to get to church. I would stop, but man, the people are expecting me to bring a word today. I got to get to church. I don't have time to deal with this person here. Let me tell you something. God didn't call you to go to church. God called you to be the church. And if you're passing by the broken person so that you can go give praises to the Lord, you have missed the mark, friend. You have missed the mark, church. You were raised in church, but you have not been raised up in Christ. This was the priest. The priest passed by this man. Who are we passing by? Who are we passing by to go worship God? Maybe worshiping God is not passing. Maybe worshiping God isn't so much songs as it is on Monday going and helping the person who needs Jesus in their lives. Maybe it's taking the responsibility to, instead of pass by that person, to stop. Here's point number one. Point number one. Being busy will never be an acceptable excuse to not bear another's burden. You're not too busy. You know, that's the greatest lie. You know what I hear so much? Pastor, I do that, but I'm busy. Liar. You're not busy. I got 24 hours a day, you got 24 hours a day. You don't have a busy problem, you got a priority problem. Come on, say, preach, preacher. Preach to me. You're not too busy. You've got a priority problem. Let me talk about me because you don't want me to talk about you. I have a priority problem from time to time. I mean, I do good things, but sometimes I take the second best instead of God's best. Sometimes I focus on good instead of focusing on great. Sometimes I'm busy about doing the work of the ministry by missing the one God came for. missing the real ministry. And the real ministry is people. Do you hear me this morning? The real ministry is people. And if we're passing people to go give God some kind of ceremonial thing, we've missed it. We've missed it. You want to get close to God? Who wants to get close to God? Get close to somebody dirty. Get close to somebody dirty. Get close to somebody who don't want who what you wouldn't see in church this morning. Get close to them. Get be willing to get down where they're at and say, "What can I do for you? I love you. I don't love you just from church, but I'm willing to get down where you're at." Anybody here this morning, you listening to me? Being busy will never be an excuse. Acceptable. But I said, for bearing another's burden. What am I talking about? Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says for tells us to bear one another's burden. What is a burden? A burden is a weight of personal and eternal significance. And there are many people who are carrying burdens that are weighty. How weighty? How weighty? They're eternal. They're personal, but it's an eternal burden. See, I'm not talking about necessarily feeding people who are hungry. You should do that. Clothing people who are naked like this man. We should do that. But the first thing we've got to do is give them something we've got. See, you know, who was it? Peter and John were going to the temple, were they not? After they had experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, they got up, they got out of the upper room, they went down to the temple to pray. They would pray three times a day. This was the second time they were going to pray, and there was a man at the gate. And the man at the gate, he was a beggar. He was disabled. He was paralyzed. How many people went to the temple and passed this man by or just gave him something to get him by for another day? Throw some coins at him. Give him a little bit of change. But Peter and John come up on this man at the gate called Beautiful. And he said, "Silver and gold have I none. But about 3 hours ago, I was in an upper room. And I experienced a move of God like I have never experienced before in my life. And I've got a power that I have never known." And he come up to that paralyzed man and said, "I don't have no money, but what I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus." Get up, get up, get up, get up. And we've got a message today. Get up. No matter how long they've been down, no matter where they've been, no matter how long they've been there, they can get up in Jesus' name. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? They can get up. The Bible says a priest. Now that was the priest. Now the Bible said a Levite. A Levite comes in the same way. A Levite. What's a Levite? I think a Levite was a connector. That's what we call connectors. They carried, made sure everything was good in the temple. I took this, I asked Pastor Lauren to give me this today, and I said, "Lauren, you don't even know how to spell your name. It says L-A-U-R-E, but she said her kid spelled it." But anyway, I think a Levite was a connector. Once again, I got to hurry up and get to church. The Levite said, "I don't have time to stop and help this man. I don't have time to stop. I got to get to church." The Bible says, look with me, when he arrived at the place, he saw him. Y'all reading that? And then pass by on the other side. Here's point number two. They saw him, but they did not stop. How many people do you see? You know sin has ruined their lives. You see them. But you don't have enough compassion to stop. I know y'all ain't going to shout me down this morning. That's cool. You seen them. You saw them. But you didn't have enough compassion to stop. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, it says, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother or his sister, he's a liar. For the person who does not love his brother or sister whom he has seen cannot love God who he has seen. See, what? Here's a difference in a horizontal love is horizontal love and a vertical love. What do I mean by that? You can say with your all day long with your mouth, I vertically love God. I mean, I love God. But until your I love God says, I love them, you don't love God. I mean, you could say it all day long, but there's something that has to happen that turns this vertical love to a horizontal love that says, I see them. And I love them enough to stop. Remnant Church, are you listening to me? We're getting ready. We're coming up on Easter. And we've got to see people and have enough compassion on them. Remnant has always been an inviting church. An inviting church and an evangelistic. That was a lot to get out. Church. What does inviting mean? It means just that. You go and you invite people to church. You tell them, hey, you've had religion. This ain't religion. This is Jesus. Come, hear about Jesus. That's inviting. But then at the same time, we're evangelical, evangelistic. We compel people. Hey, you came, but you need what we got. But we'll never be inviting. And we'll never be compelling until when we see people, our heart breaks. Let me ask you something. When you see someone who's in sin, and you don't have to look far. On your phone, you've got social media. Scroll. You'll see people lost in sin. You'll see the wages of sin wreaking havoc in their lives. Right now, today, if you came from this side of town, you passed a place called the Motel 6. And in the Motel 6, right now, there's a lady with something strapped around her arm trying to find a vein that she can shoot up a drug one more time. Today, you passed by a house. You didn't know it. But you did. In that house, there's a child who wants to escape, wants to get out. They're scared of going to sleep because they know when they go to sleep, Uncle Johnny or Daddy comes into their room and abuses them. Wake up. Maybe you don't see. Maybe you are deceived. Maybe you are blinded. Maybe you don't understand what's going on. But that is the world that we live in today. And the hope of the world is this ragtag bunch of people called Remnant Church who are radical about Jesus. May not be the most educated, may not have the most money, but what I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus. Get up and get out. Come on, in the name of Jesus, get up and get out. Do you believe what I'm saying today? Do you believe it? The hope of the world is the church. Open your eyes, church. Open your eyes. In this crowd, what I just explained to you, there's people in here who've come out of that. And they come out of it because there was a church who was teaching and preaching about Jesus, who was sharing Jesus, who loved enough people enough not to just pass them by, but to stop, not just give them some money, not just give them something to get them by for the next day, but to give them someone who will get them up and get them out, bring them up and bring them out, set their feet on a rock, bring them out of the mud, lift them up above the shadows. This is what the gospel does. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Because it's the power. It's the power to get up. It's the power to bring out. It's the power to lift up. It's the power to set free. And I am not ashamed of this gospel. For it's the power of God. You're not ashamed. You can't be ashamed. We've got something the world needs. That's why we have to stop. Because if we don't stop, who will? Who will? They saw, but they did not stop. Verse 33, but a Samaritan. But, I love that. This one went by, this one went by, but. Wouldn't it be a sad story if that's how it ended? The priest went by and the Levite went by. And there's some people in this church, the Levite passed you by and the priest passed you by. The Levite let you down and the priest let you down. But let me tell you who will not let you down. The one that's high and lifted up. He will not let you down. He will not let you down. But a Samaritan on his journey came up to him, and when he saw the man, he had compassion. God, break our heart for what breaks yours. Oh, right now, in the name of Jesus, cut our hearts, God. Break our hearts for what breaks yours. May God, we see people pass the outward appearance and see into their souls, God. But a Samaritan on his journey came up to him. And when he saw the man, he had compassion on him. He went over to him. What? Stop right there. This man done something different than the Levite and the priest. You know what this man done? He got off his donkey. Point number three. Point number three. Point number three. The Samaritan cared enough to get off his donkey. He cared enough to get out of his comfort zone. He was okay, y'all, with having his plans messed up. Because he was living in such a way, he said, my plan is your plan, God. And I got some things laid out, but I know I'm not the author and the finisher of this day. You are. So whatever your agenda is, I'm okay with you changing my plans. I'm okay with you making me late if that means I run across somebody hurting, laying naked on the road in a ditch. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm okay with that. He loved this. He had enough love and compassion to get off his donkey. The Bible says, but a Samaritan on his journey came up to him, and when he saw the man, he had compassion. He went over to him, and he bandaged his wounds. And he poured on the oil, and he poured the wine on this man. You say, what's that about? Well, the wine is alcohol. That's an antiseptic. It's a cleansing agent. What's oil do? It soothes the cuts and the wounds of life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This Samaritan's oddly similar to Jesus. Is he not? He poured the oil on him and he poured the wine on this man. See, we won't get this until we understand we're the man stripped naked. We're the man in the ditch, in the mud. We're that man. We're that woman. We're alone. We're being passed by. Nobody wanted to really deal with us. We burnt. I'm talking to somebody now. We burnt all our bridges. Nobody else believed in us. But thank God the Levite passed by. Thank God the priest passed by. But thank God there was a Samaritan, an outcast, somebody that thought he wouldn't make nothing, nobody, nothing good comes out of Nazareth. But thank God Jesus stopped by. Thank God he stopped. Thank God he stopped by. And he began to pour the oil and the wine. He didn't stop there. The Bible says, then he put him on his own animal. Put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn. Think about this for just a moment. Not only does he get off his donkey, he says, you get on and you ride. Here's point number four. Point number four is this. This Samaritan chose to walk so the injured man could ride. A donkey is a burden, a beast of burden. You load a donkey up, right? He can carry the weight. Jesus, upon his own body. Is anybody listening to me? He said, you can't carry this thing. He said, but let me take all of your sin. Let me take it all. And I'll bear it upon my body. And I'll go to a cross. And I'll take it upon my own body. He said, here, get on my own animal. Jesus said, take your sin and put it on me. And I'll carry it. And over 2,000 years ago, the Bible tells us Jesus carried all of our sins to a place called the cross. And on the cross, the Bible says sin died. What sin? What sin? My sin, my past, present, and future. Every sin that had been committed, every sin that was being committed, and every sin that would be committed, Jesus carried in his own body, bore it upon his own body on the cross. You see, this is what happened. Jesus chose to die so that we could live. Jesus went to the cross so that we could go free. See, I see the Samaritan. I can't help but see Jesus. They didn't stop there. No. He said, you get on my donkey and you go over to the Holiday Inn. He said, I don't have no money. He said, don't worry about it. I'm paying for this thing. Don't worry about it. I got the charges. Don't worry about what you rack up. I'm going to take care of it. And he goes to the Holiday Inn. And the man tells him, the Samaritan says, listen. Talks to the clerk up there, the night attendant. And he says, listen. He says, I'm paying for this man's bill. Here's some money. And then he said, but if this ain't enough, if he racks up some more charges. Why y'all looking at me crazy? If he racks up some more charges, don't worry. I'll take care of them too. I don't know how many people in here, not most of y'all, not most of y'all, but some of y'all. Anybody, you failed God since you got saved? Anybody? 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 Andy? Anybody? Huh? You failed God, fell flat on your face at times. But you know you're saved. You know God forgave you. You've seen, you had this experience with God. Can I tell you something? He will take care of the charges you racked up while you were in the ditch and went, whether you're at the Holiday Inn. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I got all the charges taken care of. I want to tell you, this is the power of the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing of Jesus. And this is what happened. He stopped by. He took the antiseptic, that's the blood of Jesus, cleansed this man from the inside out. Poured, and then he said, but I'm going, not only am I going to redeem you, but I'm going to restore you. I'm going to take what cut you and hurt you and broke you. I'm going to take you and I'm going to take my Holy Spirit, the oil. That's what the oil represents, the Holy Spirit of God. And I'm going to pour in my Spirit. And I'm going to make you whole. I'm going to heal your wounds. I'm not only going to redeem you, but I'm going to restore you. There's my little Mexican granny. Come here, my little Mexican granny. Hola. Hola. Muy bien. Yeah. Bueno. Muy bueno. Hallelujah. Listen, my little Mexican granny here. Maria was a crackhead. Huh? If I'm lying, tell me.
No, I was that.
Uh-huh. Drug addict.
Yes.
Alcoholic.
Yes.
Pills. Pills. Weed. What else?
Come on.
Oh, no, I don't. She got around. Is that what you're saying? You say, no, no way. Not her. She's so sweet looking. She looks like she's always went to church. Always lived for God. There ain't no way that little lady, no way she could have been through all of that and done all of that. Well, what happened is he poured in the oil and the wine. Hey, the kind that restored your soul. You say, well, she don't look like that. Well, that's because she don't look like what she's been through. Because she's been to Calvary. Because she's been to Calvary. Yeah. I wish somebody would stand up and give God some praise. Give God some praise. Well, glory, listen to me. And if he did it for her, he'll do it for you. If he did it for her, he'll do it for you. If he did it for her, he'll do it for you. You listening and watching online, if he did it for her, he can do it for you. Maybe right now you are at the Motel 6. Maybe right now you are in a place and you don't think there's no way I can get out. Can I remind you, he is the way out. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. I've done come by, how do you know? Because I've done come by this way before. I've done been by this way. I know what happens. I know what God can do. I know how he can deliver. And if he delivered me, and if he delivered her, and he delivered others in here, he can deliver you. You are no special case. You are no hard case for God. I've heard people say there's nothing too hard for God. There is nothing hard. There's nothing hard for God. The Bible says he poured in the oil, he poured in the wine, then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, took care of him, and the next day he took out 2 denarii, he gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him. When I come back, I'm about to shout now. I didn't even get to talk about that. But when I come back, I'm going to get good. I'm going to take the war. When I come back, I'm going to even the score. Can I tell you, he's coming back. 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 When I come back. When I come back. When I come back. And he's coming back. I know we don't believe that anymore. I know we like to say, you know, don't talk about the rapture. I don't believe in the rapture. I don't believe in this. I don't care what you believe. He's coming back. The word says he's coming back. And he's coming back for those who are at the end, but not, I'm talking about in him. He's coming back. Oh, yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. And when he comes back, I'll be looking. I'll be watching, Jamie. This world is not my home. Oh, I'm going to do all I can do for the Lord. But when he blows that trumpet, I'll watch that, Dwayne. I seen you the other day. I know this is old school. I'm old school. I was raised. There's only one way to be raised, and that's up in Christ. And that's old school. I seen Dwayne. He said, Dwayne made a video on Facebook, and he has this train horn on his semi. And he blew that thing. And he said, that's loud, ain't it? Scares people. He said he'll get up behind people on a semi when they're going too slow. Blow that horn. And he blowed it. And he said, you think that's something? He said, let me read something to you. In Paul's writing to the church of Thessalonica, he said, there's coming a day when there will be a trumpet that will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and then those that remain shall be called up in the air. He is coming back. Ha, 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 he's coming back. And let me tell you something. If that don't excite you, it ought to worry you. Because what that means is two things. You ain't going, or you don't care. And if you ain't going, you can get a ticket today. And if you don't care, you got a problem, because you've fallen more in love with the world than with God. You have fallen in love with what is temporary. He said he's coming back. Take care of him. When I come back, I'll reimburse you for whatever extra you spend. This man was in a ditch. You remember the story of the prodigal son? We know that story. Lord, I've preached it. Went back, referenced it hundreds of times. The focus is always on the youngest son, right? What about the older son? There's a whole story there. The younger son spent all his money on riotous living, prostitutes, drugs, you name it, whatever felt good, that's what he done. The Bible says, right, that he wound up eating the slop of the pigs, right? You remember that? But he comes to himself. The Holy Spirit begins to minister to him, and he comes to himself. He says, what am I doing? He goes back to his daddy's house. The Bible says the older brother hears music and dancing. Or hears music, sees dancing. He says, what's going on over there? Well, they're throwing a party for your brother. My brother? Yeah, your brother, he's back home. The older brother gets upset. He gets mad. His daddy says, what's wrong with you, son? What's going on? He said, I've been here the whole time. You ain't never threw me a party. I've done everything you've said, and you've never threw me a party. But my brother went off and spent all his money on riotous living with prostitutes and the such. And I had this thought. If he knew where he was at, why didn't he go get him? If he knew where he was at, why didn't he go? I thank God for people who wouldn't give up on me. There's some people, they've been calling you for 2 years, and every time you see them call you, it aggravates you. You think, I wish they'd leave me alone. I wish they wouldn't tell, they're going to tell me about Jesus again. No, you better thank God for them. Thank God for them. Thank God for that person who went and got you. Thank God for that person who knew you where you were at, and they would not give up on you. Thank God there was somebody that decided to get off their donkey, get off of their donkey, come to you and say, listen, I know what you're doing, but it ain't changed God's mind about you. He's crazy about you. Now, the Bible says that this man was in a ditch in the mud, left for dead. The church didn't want nothing to do with him. Samaritan stopped by. I don't know how long you've been in the ditch. I don't know how long you've been in the condition you've been in. But there's one passing by today. There's one who's here in this house right now. And if you'll reach out to him, I thought about this in prayer this past week. We were praying and I thought, man, the creator, think about this now, of the universe. How majestic and awesome he is. Yet, I can get his attention with just a whisper. Jesus. And the creator, Jesus, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to come here, Lewis. Come here, Josh. Here's the thing. Stand right there, Josh. No, right here. No, turn this way. We didn't practice this, obviously. Stand right there. This, you can't see this today, but this is what's going on. Jesus is reaching out his arm. He's reaching out his arm. He's there. All you have to do is reach out. We used to sing this song, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy. Sing it, Josh. Right here. Sing it in my mic. Sing it in a key that you can sing it in. Go.
To hear your heart's cry, he's past. By this moment, your need he'll supply.
Sing.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Sing it again. Say it again.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry.
Hey.
He's past.
Come on.
Sing by this moment, your need he'll supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes
by. Glory! He ain't too busy! He ain't too busy! He ain't too busy! Let me tell you. So this is what's going on. Boy, I shouldn't have done that. Here we go. Now listen. If you could see it in the spiritual realm, put your hand out here. The Lord is reaching out. And all you got to do is reach out to him. But at the same time, all of hell All of heaven is reaching out to you. All of hell is trying to hold you back. But to, can you see it? But if you just, you may say, I don't have enough strength. I'm telling you, if you'll just make one move, if you'll make one whisper, if you'll just take a nudge and reach out, he'll snatch you out of darkness. He'll snatch you out of the hell you've been in. This is what the Lord wants to do. Stand with me all across the building. Singers and musicians, come. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, church, lift your hands right now and begin to thank him for his presence. Begin to thank him right now. He's passing by this moment. 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 I said he's passing by this moment. He's passing by this moment. Hallelujah. 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 Look at me, church. Look at me right now. Look at me right now. Play something. Look at me right now. He's passing by this way. Church, I don't know how long. Listen, you're in here. I don't know how long you've been in the ditch. It don't matter. It don't matter. He wants to bring you out today. Today we've seen four men and one lady say, I'm tired of ditch living. I'm tired of living in the ditch. I've spent my last night in the ditch. I've spent my last night in loneliness. I've spent my last night in depression. I've spent my last night in anxiety. I've spent my last night in the ditch. I'm coming out. I've been in the mud long enough. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm asking you, are you tired of ditch living? Are you tired of living in the ditch? Look at me right now. I want you to, like I'm the only one in the room. Are you tired of living in the ditch? Are you tired of being bound? Are you ready to get up? Get out? It ain't working. What you, listen, some of you think, I got this. You got it. What you know and what you got you to where you're at. Pride will keep you in the ditch. You think you know it all, you'll stay in the ditch. You think you got it, you'll stay in the ditch. But today, if you'll reach out, you'll reach out. Today, if you'll say, Jesus, just maybe you say, I can't, all I can do is whisper. That's all you need to do. Jesus. Jesus, just a whisper. Just the mention of his name. Jesus. And that's all you got to do. Wave at him. Whisper to him. Reach your hand out. Flag him down today. Step out from where you're at. You're tired of living in the ditch. Jesus is going down your road right now. He's coming down your seat right now, down your aisle right now. You feel him, don't you? Some of you are standing here. I see you with tears rolling down your face. You feel the drawing power of God. And let me tell you, you can feel it today. Walk out of here. If you decide I'm not going to call on him, all you did is feel the drawing. That's close, but that won't cut it. That's close, but that won't cut it. But today, if you're tired of living in the ditch and you're ready to come out, this is the call. Step out from where you're at right now. Step out, sir. Step out. Ma'am, step out. Step out. Don't wait. Come now. Sing it. That song you're singing. Play it. Sing it.
Worthy is your name.
Who is it? Come on, sir. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Get out of his way.
You deserve praise.
Who else?
Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come on.
Turn
this way.
You deserve
praise. Who else? Who else?
Worthy.
Who else?
Worthy is your name.
Come on. Lift your hands and begin to worship Him.
You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Whoa.
Worthy
come on.
Is your name.
Jesus.
And you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
All right, listen to me. Listen. Listen. This is what I want you to do. We're going to make this real practical. You're going to get off your donkey today. And this is how you're going to do it. You're going to look to the person to the left of you or to the right of you. And you're going to say, if you need to go to Jesus today, I'll go with you. Ask them right now. Ask them right now. Turn around and ask them. And if they say, I'll take them by, if they say I need to go, take them by the hand. Take them by the hand and bring them. Ask them right now. Ask them. Ask them. Ask them. Don't miss this moment. Listen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Worthy.
Jesus.
Right.
You deserve the praise.
Who else?
And worthy is your name.
Lift your hands and begin to worship Him.
And worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. And you deserve the praise. Worthy.
Now I want to do something. I feel the Lord leading me in this direction. I don't do this every week, but I really want, you know what it's like to be out of the ditch. And it makes no sense to go back to the ditch. But some of you said, I went back to the ditch. Come on, come on. You cut out of the ditch. Are you listening? But you went back to the ditch. You say, Pastor, I know I shouldn't be here. You've let life put you back in the ditch. You know you shouldn't be there, but you're there. Don't miss this moment. Come out. Come out today of the ditch. Is that anybody? Will you swallow your pride enough to come out? Yeah, people will know. Come on. People will know. It don't matter. What does God know? Come on. You weren't made for the ditch. You weren't made for the ditch. Anybody else?
Jesus.
Anybody else?
And you deserve the praise. And worthy is your name. And worthy is
come on.
Your name.
Anybody else right now?
Worthy.
Hallelujah. You ready to give your life to Jesus? You ready? You ready? You ready? Tired of ditch living? Tired of ditch living? Listen to me right now. Hold on. Listen, you may have not got up here for whatever reason. Those who are here, all of us today, will you pray this prayer? Listen, are you coming down? Come on. Come on. Y'all, come on. Come up here. You feel the Holy Spirit drawing you. You feel the Spirit drawing you, don't you? You're not made for the ditch. You hear me? You're not made for the ditch. You're not made for the ditch. You're coming out today. You're not made for the ditch. You're coming out today. You're not made for the ditch. You're coming out today. You're coming out today. I feel the Spirit of the Lord so strong right now. You're not made for the ditch. You're coming out today. You're coming out today. Church, let's say this together. Let's all say it. Say, Lord, here I am. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that you died for me and that you rose again for me. I receive your grace. I receive your love. I receive your forgiveness. Thank you for coming to me while I've been in the ditch. I need you. I need your help. I need your strength. I can't do this by myself. I can't do this on my own. I need you. Today, I believe by faith that I am saved. That I'm coming out of the ditch. That I am out of the ditch. I belong to you. I receive you today, your love and your grace, in Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God praise.
We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you were, please feel free to share on social media, subscribe, or leave us a review. We can't wait for you to join us here again.